Welcome to MJ and Tosh.
Super awkward. I cut my finger and it's always the important ones. The middle one.
Your middle finger.
But like while I'm over here and I'm pushing buttons, I'm like just each time I like play with the nail and I'm like, yep, still there. Didn't fall off.
Well, that's distracted. Good. At least it didn't fall off.
I'm too distracted.
You could still flip people off.
Well,
is it,
you know,
flick? Flip.
You know, that's a good question, but I feel like it also backdoors and relates to something else that I saw on social media where this guy is like, I have a question. Is it, I don't give a fuck or I don't give any fucks? Like, is it Pearl? Like, is it, are you speaking about all fucks or just one particular fuck? And I was just like, that is an excellent question. I think it really comes down to, you know, what your situation is. If it's one person in one situation, then it wouldn't be Pearl, correct?
I would think so. I'm right. Talking about one thing.
Yeah.
It would just be one fuck.
I mean, I wish my husband gave a bigger fuck when I cut my finger. Like, he was just like, do you need anything? And I'm like, no, I'm just going to glue it. And he's just like, later. And I was like, okay.
The, is it high five or hand
five? Still high five.
Huh? Who still high five?
I still high five.
Thank God we've never high fived. It is lame.
I'm gonna high five you after this. High five. Is it fist pump now? Fist pump.
I think a lot of people fist pump.
Yeah. Do you fist pump?
I don't initiate
touching.
What are you trying to say?
No,
I don't initiate fist. I don't think it's pump. I think it's bump. Fist bump. I just now like thought about how incredibly awkward.
I mean, I gotta see.
I think it's fist bump, not bump.
Fist bump. No, it is fist pump. Did I say pump? Yeah, I said pump. You said bump. Or no, what?
Okay, wait. Pump? I think a fist bump.
What did I say?
Wow. When we're talking about fisting it, I really think that we should be clear on our indication.
On another
when
fist.
You're bumping knuckles, I think it's fist bump. When they're saying fist pump, I think it's like when you're like...
at a rave. Is it a rave that you're at? What are you doing? Or like a rock concert?
I don't. Wait, I thought at a rave you had glow sticks. I think we're aging ourselves.
I think this is what this episode's going to be about, are things that we think.
When you feel like incredibly like out of the loop.
I mean, I do all...
Yeah. Have you ever been to a rave?
Maybe, but I was younger and don't remember it.
What were you on?
No. I mean, I was drinking.
I don't think drinking. I've ever been like, I don't know if I've been to a place and I don't remember it.
You guys, so one time I
went to... At Bandcamp?
Yeah. I went to Mexico and I went and saw the Cumbia Kings. And I might have smoked a little of the Merja.
Oh.
But that was fun. And I remember that. But that was... I mean, it was a good time. I was just thinking, like, and then I've been to Celine Dion...
That's not concerts. A rave.
No, I'm literally thinking of concerts I've been to.
On a side note,
I've been to Tiesto. Is Tiesto like a rave?
I don't even electric. Know what that is. When you said electric. That you like to listen to a lot of Latin music today, yeah. That was the first. I didn't even know that.
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I didn't even know that. But on the side note, I do feel like I would be interested in doing like either salsa dancing, mm-hmm. trying to do like a learning lesson with that. I was really into the ballroom practices that okay. I did. And I feel like I would enjoy that.
Yeah.
But I do also feel like I wouldn't, just because I know sometimes you have to be... You're led by your partner.
Yes.
But in some cases, like even in the ballroom, they were like, oh, well, you know, just like close your eyes. And I'm like, no.
Y'all be on the floor.
I will try my best not to lead, but I don't want to close my eyes.
I'm always in control. Is that what you're saying?
No. But if you're unconfident of who is leading you, I can see where it becomes like a problem.
Yeah. Okay, well, back to the...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Back to the rave.
Have you
been to a rave?
No, I've definitely not been to a rave. I know that people are like, oh my God, like, it's like the thing, like the whole EDC or whatever like that goes on in Vegas. That's a huge thing. Uh-huh. I don't know if there's like an age limit, but I just don't, I don't see that as being like my jam. And the only reason that I say that is that I do like concerts. Yeah. I don't like drunk people bumping into me in large groups.
No, so you don't want to go to rock concerts. You don't want to, you don't really want to go to mini concerts unless it's like a jazz.
No, I want to go to concerts, but I would appreciate if I could like, you know, sit within a reasonable like eye shot of, you know, the concert, not in the nosebleeds. And you didn't have somebody like puking on you or spilling like your beer or smelling like beer. I'm not about that. Like I, or whatever, liquor.
What was the last concert you've been to?
I went to Garth Brooks when he had his whole like comeback thing like years ago.
I don't know. I don't really listen to country.
Yeah, it is country, but he was quote unquote like retired.
Okay.
And raising his kids. And I was like, oh man, I'm super bummed because when he did that, I was a teenager myself, a young teenager. And I was like, oh, I would love to see that guy in concert. And then like he had like a I'm coming out of retirement sort of thing. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's my chance. Like if he only does it one time, it's my chance to like finally go. And I completely got overwhelmed and overzealous with it. I made a massive mistake in purchasing tickets and I was completely bummed. But it was fun. We went regardless. So I know that like deserves some sort of backstory. Ticketmaster, for whatever reason, has been really fucked up. Like when people are trying to get tickets, either the site's crashing or something, so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And because this is a massive artist, and it's not just country, he's done other albums outside of that genre, but he's well known in most cases. It was huge. And everybody's like, oh my gosh, you know, he's only here for one night. So you try to go to Ticketmaster to purchase your ticket, and you're like locked out because the site's obviously being bombarded with people and it's being like dragged down. So my husband sends me a link for a ticket place.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, okay, great. And I go in through that link and it's not the same thing. So it's not like, it wasn't like, you know, you were, you know, selecting one or whatever like that for a seat and blah, 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 blah. It was just like how many tickets do you want? You said two or whatnot. And it said like $500 with like fees. I thought that was for two tickets. And it didn't give you a total or anything like that. Yeah. And you go and you enter your card information and you go to hit submit. And then on that submit page, it gives you the breakdown and it was over $1,000. And I was like, I have never in my life spent $1,000 to go see somebody in concert. This is ridiculous.
That's coming out of retirement.
And immediately, like, I was just like, oh my gosh, can I rectify this situation in any way possible? I was like, can I call the credit card company and ask them to deny the charge, like, immediately? And they were like, no. And you can't. And of course, the site he sends me, which isn't like one I've ever heard of before, non-refundable tickets. So, I mean, like I had people, they were like, well, you might as well just make the most out of it and make this the best night of your life. And then 2 hours later, he opened up four more shows that same fucking weekend and everyone got tickets. Unbelievable. And there are some people in our group of that show that we spoke to or whatnot like that. They were even closer to the stage and spent like a fraction of the money. Disgusting. Disgusting. So I would never want to do that again. But I mean, like, there's been some concerts even this year that have been released and I really want to go. But it's just like, I don't know what people think they're smoking with like the prices for concert tickets. But I'm unwilling to pay. Are you yawning over there? We're trying to rally and record, and you're over here being like, oh, whatever.
No, it's just that story.
Oh my, wow.
I could show you.
Tell me how you really feel.
That I think that was the first time that I like
was like you were boring.
No, but like
I think that all the time.
I did like a comeback, or not a comeback again. What's that word? You know how you could you always catch me and have like these clever things to like yeah. make fun of me.
That's like a comeback or a snapback.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, me. That was a good one.
I was so proud of me.
When you
even
did.
Though it was just a real yawn and then but I'm saying is because of your story.
So. Thanks. I think that's been perfectly made clear.
Because of our story, guys.
I do wanna use a term that someone around me says a lot. I wanna circle back.
Who says that?
You know.
I want to circle back? I've never said that.
No. No. It's not you.
Oh, okay.
But it said a lot around me. And like, it's always like, oh, if we could circle back to that. If we could circle back to that. And I'm always sitting there like, say something else. But no, when you were talking about your Mexico trip, I don't know why, but it's still super, I feel like it's always a secret when someone's like, oh yeah, I smoke or I have gummies. I know like now it's not because it's like legal, yeah. But I'm always like, oh, you do what?
You just say that out loud?
Shh. Don't say that. Yeah. Do you recreational dabble?
I think maybe twice a year is like what I've done. I've done the last thing I did was maybe a year ago now. I tried an edible.
I'm just curious. Can like you just like walk in and like buy them somewhere? Oh, okay.
Yeah, you go to a dispensary, but I didn't.
I thought you had to have a card still.
I don't know if you have to. I don't go there. Oh. I have friends that go there, and then
you got friends in low places.
I do. They're in high places. That was really funny. You need to laugh harder. That was a funny joke. High places. Damn. I think it was almost here. I don't know times, but I did try. It was an edible, and it was fine. I mean, I don't know. It's not. I definitely don't do it. I used to do it a lot, like, you know, college times and stuff, but not anymore. I know people, they keep telling me to do it because I struggle with sleep, like staying asleep. And they tell me, are you about to yawn?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I think we need to be perfectly honest here. It's not just the fact that maybe the stories are boring, but in all honesty, it's late. Yeah.
It is a late night.
It is
a late night. We are recording late night. This is what we gotta do when we gotta figure out time to meet up.
When did you start your morning?
I've been up since 4:30.
3:30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're tired.
We're getting a little slap happy. I'm sorry.
No. So I was saying that a lot of people, obviously smoking is one, but edibles hit differently. And so from what I've been told, and like my brother-in-law and stuff, they've done this. They do edibles to sleep through the night. And so I know a lot of people that do that. Mm-hmm. I have yet to try that because I kind of, unless I have somebody staying the night with me, I don't know. I just get still freaked out. I definitely don't do it by myself. It's something, I don't know. It still freaks me out. Like, I don't even like to drink. If I have like a glass of wine, occasionally I'll have that by myself, you know, and I feel okay, but I don't prefer to do anything like that by myself. Just for the fact of, especially with the edibles, you know, it's more of a messes with the mind type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not bad. It's not like I'm just worried. There's been one time in my life that I think it was laced probably with something else. And I was on the corner of the room, like floating up. It was very scary and I didn't like it. And so it scared me. Even though I was with some friends, it was just the fear of it. So
what? Just when you were like, I have never tried it.
Mm-hmm.
I know people same. They're like, oh, you know, it would really be helpful and beneficial.
Probably for your back. Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah. Sometimes I think, yeah, it might be funny to do it. I would agree with you. I wouldn't want to, like, you know, not be obviously around people or someone that you know. to kind of like have like a lookout. However, when you were like, oh, you know, I don't even really like to drink alone. I'm like, oh my gosh, I remember the days when I used to just have my whiskey at home and it was quiet. Yeah, there were even moments like if I was out at a bar and you were just, look, I'm here for me, not you. And you get interrupted, man, I'd be like that crotchety old person with like just like my straight glass of whiskey being like, I'm not here to socialize. I just didn't have it at home. Like, I just want to be here with this drink right here. This is it.
Yeah.
And you always get those people that are like, oh, why are you drinking alone? Because I want to.
But that's different because I've done that where I go to have dinner or something and I'll have a drink by myself. That I'm also around people, so if something.
But no, you were saying like about, you know, even just having like a glass of wine at home.
I'm talking about at home because nobody's here. I have this thing where I want, just in case something was to happen, it's like I want somebody there.
Oh no, I'd be like pounding like drinks all by myself at night. I'm just like, boop, whatever, movie,
yeah, no,
junk food, drinks. But in all honesty, I've never been in a situation or had a situation where something was like a little bit off or a little bit faulty. Sometimes I get really bummed out when you wish that the booze would kick in and you're just like, man, I am so sober right now. I think I do have a higher tolerance, so I think that also might be a reason. Yeah. I mean, I don't like drink heavily. It's not like polishing off bottles on my own.
She is every day.
It's not water in this cup. Yeah. It really isn't.
That's what's keeping her awake. That was really loud. We've talked about not drinking when we record.
What is happening right now? Oh my God.
You know, this episode is, I think it's going to be called just random. Literally random. Because we talked about so many weird things. We started about fist pumping or bumping.
Bumping!
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 Bump!
Don't do that. Bump. That looks... Thank God we're not recording at this point in time.
And then we talked about raves, and somehow we ended up on pot, and then drinking. I don't know. It's like a little bit of everything.
I feel like this is the downhill spiral. Slap happy. What? MJ and Tosh.
What does that mean? What's slap happy?
Slap happy is like a term of like, you know, you're getting to the point where like you are so tired that you're like giggling and like laughing at stuff and you're like not making any sense and stuff like that. Cause you're tired. I don't feel like I'm super tired, but like I'm the same as you. Like even if I were to fall asleep, I don't stay asleep. And the whole setup that the doctors that we have discussed, the naturopath mixed in with like that doctor's office.
Yeah.
The amount of supplements and stuff that they have me on trying to figure stuff out. I feel defeated for her because she's like, first round, we did a set of magnesium with these like chewable supplements for nighttime sleep.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh my gosh, take two of these. You'll be out in under 15 minutes. Make sure that you take them right as you're ready to lay down because you're just going to pass out. I'd be at like minute 45 going anytime. But the worst part was it was like you weren't even sleeping through the night and you weren't falling asleep quickly. But the next day you woke up feeling more muscle and body fatigue than even if you hadn't been chewing them. But you didn't get the benefit of sleep. And then she was like, she goes, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I'm really sorry to take that away from you. And then she was just like, okay, so we're going to try something different. And even now, I'm on the chewable, magnesium supplement with an additional prescription one in there. I will fall asleep quickly once I've taken it.
Yeah.
Lasts like maybe 2 hours. And then I'm like, back up, the dog's doing something or whatnot. And I'm just like, are you serious? I just want to make it. I just want to make it from like 10 o'clock to like 5 a.m.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Wouldn't it?
So this past week, I don't know what, I cannot, so,
I cannot.
I am, whatever, this is very nostalgic of me, but so I brought up a show because I was like, Maya, mommy used to watch this show, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I don't know if you ever watched it. So we started watching it. Well, this week I've been trying, keyword trying, to finish one episode and I can't. I literally fall asleep like that. Mm-hmm. I don't have an issue with the sleep, the falling asleep. It is
staying
asleep. It's like I sleep for a few hours and then I'm up and I'm just, my body's like, all right. And I'm like, no. It's only 1 a.m. Like, we need to.
I feel like I'm training the puppy to even be off kilter. Like, he's like, all right, let's go. And I'm like, no, it's nighttime.
Yeah.
And he's like, but you're up.
99.
That's what I'm telling him all the time. I'm like, no, Knox, it's nighttime. Go to bed. And he's just looking at me like,
then why are you up?
Why is the TV on? Or why are you on your phone? Or like, why are you trying to like get up and walk out of the room? Because I'm supposed to go with you. And then he's like, hey, let's, you know, grab a ball. We're in this together. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not there.
You know, I think when people listen to this episode, they're going to think that we're drunk or high. And we're not.
We're not.
I promise. I mean, I'm not.
I've been with you like the entire evening.
You could have slipped something.
Stuck off.
Natasha, I gotta go to the bathroom.
I would be a horrible drug person.
No.
Druggy? Drug.
Oh, I'm not talking about drug. I'm saying you had some whiskey in the bathroom.
I'd just share it.
I don't want any.
I wouldn't hide it.
Oh, yeah. She's like, Natasha, do you take shots of whiskey? Is that a thing?
I do shots.
Of whiskey?
Yeah. Oh. I drink it as an old-fashioned, which is just normally like a bitters mix and ice. I drink it mixed with a soda. I typically do like a whiskey and Coke.
Okay.
I think it's about all the ways that
all the ways.
And then obviously I've mixed a certain line with apple juice. So there is,
the one that you had, the one that you really like. Yeah.
Yeah. So, around Christmas season, Jack Daniels brings out a, cider, a whiskey spiked cider. And I mix that with apple juice and it tastes amazing. But again, I'm not even confident if there's any point in time, because I would say there's not, that anybody's ever been able to be like, whoa, Melinda's like drunk. I feel like even though I'm the person that's
about this.
Yeah. 8 drinks in or 12 drinks in, I'm the one still driving everybody else's drunk ass home.
You're not just...
I'm
never
saying,
drive.
I'm not initiating. I said that's how I feel. Yeah. Like, I'm like the one that's still babysitting everyone, and I'm normally at the bar going, there is not enough liquor in this place to make me feel like I am as gone as they are.
I think we should name this episode, Are They Drunk or High? You know what I mean?
It is neither. But
yeah.
I know that this is going to sound incredibly awkward and it's going to make like your point even more so, but do you not feel like as we're working on this episode, every outside noise feels amplified? And I'm like, is that being picked up on the microphone? Cause I'm like, if I move in the chair, I hear the cars, I hear the creaking of like the freaking headphones. I feel like you had your air kick on. You had to turn that off. Yeah, if that I wasn't... shift in the chair, I feel creaking in there. And I'm like, you hear my nails. Dude.
I mean, I don't think that's on something else. You
know what I mean? That's not. I just feel very
aware of your surroundings.
No, what's it when they not aware of your surroundings, but like you feel very like inundated with like information around you, or it's not an impulse thing, but it just everything feels heightened.
Yeah,
I don't know why that is.
I don't know. Maybe it's because we're tired. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I'm usually already asleep by now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. All week. Yeah. All week. I've been asleep by like 7:40.
Wow. Do you hear that? Vroom. Oh my god, we need to end this. Oh my goodness.
I love this episode.
Oh my goodness. We sound like psychos.
We do.
This is MJ.
And Tosh.
Get rest, everybody.
Night, night.